School board member Tom Conley opened the meeting by moving to cut the community schools program, which opens up school buildings for use after hours. The cut would return about $235,000 to the district's reserve fund. The board had voted at an earlier meeting to spare both the community schools and the Blatchley pool by drawing down reserves, but board members worried they had cut so low they might interfere with the district's cash flow. Board President Lon Garrison and member Jennifer Robinson joined Conley in voting to cut community schools. Here's Garrison.
I don't think we have a choice. We can't have it all anymore. I wish we could.
Tim Fulton and Cass Pook voted against the cut, arguing that youth programs run through community schools benefit those kids who need it most and who may not have anywhere else to be after school. Pook said she appreciates hearing from parents.
But I cannot forget the kids whose parents don't call. And those kids end up with behavioral health issues. And by cutting community schools, that problem is going to increase.
Fulton said he couldn't vote against community schools while keeping the Performing Arts Center. He made a motion to cut Performing Arts Center funding, but no other board member would second it. Meanwhile, City Administrator Mark Gorman spoke out strongly against cutting community schools. If the district washes its hands of the program, he said, it would fall to the city to find a way to support it. He said he felt like the city had been given a hand grenade with the pin pulled out.
In the next couple weeks, our assembly chambers are going to be packed with volleyball players, basketball players, softball players, saying, what are you all going to do to make sure we have a schools program.
Gorman reminded the board that the city is considering cutting services or even positions to come up with an additional $1 million for the school district, and asked the district not to walk away from its role in supporting community programs.
I feel we are doing the heavy lifting on the part of the, on behalf of the school, and didn't feel that that was being reciprocated by the actions tonight.
Gorman added that any cut to the Blatchley pool would also likely fall to the city to resolve. The pool remains in the budget for now, but the halftime administrator it shared with the community schools program is cut, and it's unclear how the district would fill that position. Robinson floated a motion to cut one more teacher position to fund the pool administrator. That would be on top of three full-time teacher positions the board has already cut. All the cuts would come from attrition rather than layoffs. Robinson expressed her frustration with the position the board finds itself in.
I make a motion to eliminate the pool. Everyone's going to come forward and say, no, we need to keep the pool. So if I say, okay, well, then let's let go of the teacher so that we can keep the pool, everyone's going to come forward and say, no, we need to keep the teacher.
The board voted down Robinson's motion. They voted unanimously, however, to reinstate the Coldwater Survival Program at a cost of about $9,000. And in the end, Conley suggested postponing a final vote on the budget, given the city's objections and the uncertain status of the state budget. Maybe we're acting with a little bit too much haste, he said.
We could be looking at a possibility that the money coming in from the legislature will be higher than what we're expecting. It's also quite possible that it'll be lower than we're expecting.
The State House has proposed about $32 million in education cuts, while the State Senate has proposed about $80 million in cuts. Lawmakers are meeting this week in Juneau to hash out those differences. Under the Senate plan, the Sitka schools would face a deficit of about $3 million next year. Meanwhile, the Sitka schools did get one piece of good news this week. On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate passed a two-year reauthorization of the federal program, Secure Rural Schools. The district estimates that would mean an additional $650,000. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.